also, taking that information about digital circuits, remember I was working on the time, I introduced the idea of digital circuits to photobells, which is natural. I mean, you're trying to see, is there a box there or not? Is there an individual there or not? It's obviously a 0-1 condition.
Yeah, right.
And so the idea of going from linear amplifiers to highly nonlinear circuits was a big innovation, and they adopted it, and it was very good.
Oh.
So I enjoyed doing that. But remember, see, in the evening, excuse me, in the daytime when I was working at photobells, there were engineers there.
Yeah.
Graduate electrical engineers. These guys were like gods to me, right?
Right.
And I learned so much from them.
Uh-huh.
So much. There was a guy named Ted Lasar, I remember. He was like my mentor there. He had come out of, I think it was City College, actually. He was about 10 years my senior. And he knew the electronics.
I see.
It was so nice. All these guys at Photobell, by the way, came out of the war. They were all soldiers. They were telling their war, literally the war stories.
Right, right, right.
While we were around. The first thing I did at Photobell was to, I had to take a resistor and solder it inside a phone plug to get the proper impedance. So the boss said, do that and make a little diagram of it. Well, I had just taken descriptive geometry, and I could do, I was great at drafting.
Uh-huh.
So I did this little job, and then I spent about an hour drawing this perfect diagram. I handed him, he says, what the hell are you doing? I wanted to say, why waste an hour doing that? You know, so I really got very practical real fast with that experience.
Okay.
It was great.